We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The Bible says, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Who is this person? We're going to talk about that today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you that you have created us to be social beings, that we need to have people round about us to encourage us, to admonish us, to love us, and just plain to be there when we need them. We thank you that you have given to us the church, that body of believers in Christ, for therein we can find not only a friend, but a Christian friend, where we not only share the things of the day, the material things, those things that affect our bodies, but where we can also share the things that really affect our soul and our relationship with you. So come and help us today to understand better the meaning of Christian friendship. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends in Christ, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And when somebody hears that, they ask, who is that person? I need him, or I need her. That's right. We all need people. We are created as social beings. Some are more social than others, but most of us need some circle of friends round about us. And this is one of the many blessings we have as members of the church. For there we not only find friends, but we find Christian friends. Now, I want to hurry on to say here this morning that I am thankful that I have a host of friends. Not all of them are Christian. And I believe that's the way that God wants it to be, because he tells us to go and talk to all people and to share with them the great truths that Jesus Christ has given to us. Now, while we have a host of friends with whom we share many experiences, our friendship created within the church has a depth that others do not have. Take a look at your conversations that you have with those friends who are not Christians, who openly tell you, not that you're judging them, but who openly say, well, I'm not a religious person, or I don't go to church like you do, or whatever else it might be. I was once a person raised in the church, but I threw that out because it got to be too much for me. What do we talk about in our conversations? They're probably very nice people, kind, loving, would do anything for you. Well, you're like I am. The conversations I have with these people, unless there's an opening to talk about the Lord Jesus, we talk about our families, our vacations, our works, our recipes, our houses, our health, our sports. But the conversation that we have with our Christian friend goes deeper than that. We talk about the same topics, but then there is something else besides. There is that part of the topic that deals with our personal relationship with God, especially if it is personal. There we can talk about the life that our Lord wants us to live. And we can talk about the life that we will have when we leave this world. You have a Christian friend, and you have received the diagnosis that you have a malignancy. The Christian friend knows how to talk with you about that situation. The person is anxious to say to you, we know that God and his word will give you the strength that is necessary to endure. And perhaps will take you right to the word, and you can have a great Bible study together, one that was never planned, but one that is always there. Or maybe then you come to that time when the doctor says, there's no more that I can do. It is a Christian friend who not only says, well, look at the great life you've had, and now we'll take a chance for eternity. No, he doesn't say that, or she doesn't say that. These Christian people will say, our Lord Jesus in his word has told us, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where you are, there we'll be all together. That's the message of the Christian family. We need Christian friends. Christian parents talk about the need of their children being surrounded with good, strong people who are committed to Jesus Christ. I think we can send our kids off into this world, be it to the military or be it to colleges, wherever they are, church or universities of the state or whatever. If they are surrounded by a group of strong Christian people who share their values and their convictions and who know Jesus Christ personally, they will see one another through. Now then, that's this matter of friendship, and I'm talking to you this morning about the Christian friend. The Bible speaks about these friendships, and in our text today, as we go through the book of Philippians, we have two friends of Paul mentioned. The first one is Timothy, and the next one is Epaphroditus. Paul's friend Timothy was probably raised in Lystra or Derbe. He was a Christian young man. He had a Christian mother whose name was Eunice, and a Christian grandma whose name was Lois. Now, these people had made a great influence upon the young Timothy, and he knew the Lord Jesus in a very special way. So when Paul came by in Derbe or Lystra, he saw that Timothy was the kind of a person he could really use. So he invited him to go along on the missionary trip, and they got to the town of Philippi, or the city of Philippi, and there he was right in there with Paul and Silas and telling the story of Jesus Christ. Now today we find that Timothy has come to Paul in prison at Rome, and he's talking to him, and they're having a great time discussing what was going on there in the church in Philippi. Paul says, you know, Timothy, I really need to get down to Philippi and talk to them, to encourage them, probably to admonish them if they're doing some things that are not right. But here I sit in prison in chain, but I've got a good idea. And Timothy, you are my faithful child. So I'm going to ask you this, and these are the words in our text today recorded in the second chapter of Philippians, beginning about verse 19. This is what he says to the Philippian church as he writes. He says, I'm going to send Timothy. I have no one like Timothy who takes an earnest interest in your welfare. For everyone seems to look out for his own interests, but not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself because, as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope to send him to you as soon as I possibly can. He was a trusted friend. He was a friend who was faithful. He was the one who stood beside Paul right there in Rome when he was in prison and encouraged him. And so I like to believe that while Paul was saying somebody ought to get down to Philippi and talk with these people, see how they're going, coming at it as far as Jesus is concerned. Are they growing? I like to believe that Timothy said, Paul, I'd love to go. I don't want to leave you. And if you really need me here, this is where I'll stay. But don't you think I should go and share with them what you and I have talked about? And so he says, I'm sending Timothy down to you. He was a friend who could be trusted. Have you sometimes been surprised with who your best friends are? When there's been some difficulty in your life and you've really needed someone to encourage you and boost you up a little bit, who they were that came? I've been surprised sometimes. Some I had expected to come, didn't. And some I never thought would give it the time of day, never let me go. Well, Timothy was one of those friends who was faithful, and so Paul and he have a discussion together, and off Timothy goes to be with the people down in Philippi and to encourage them. Now, here in our text today, he also talks about another friend. And this fellow's name was Epaphroditus. Let me read to you from the 25th verse of that second chapter of Philippians. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs, for he longs for all of you and is distressed because he heard you were concerned about his illness. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. Welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me. Epaphroditus, an interesting person. He was down in Philippi. He was a part of that group. And they were sitting there one day in Philippi and talking about Paul and all that he had done for them and how he had come and shared the very greatest message of the world, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Now he was sitting up there in Rome and he must have been awfully downhearted. We need to send somebody. So they said, let's take up a collection, an offering, and then let's send somebody along with the offering. They would sit and comfort Paul for whatever time it took. Well, the vote went that Epaphroditus was the person who should go. Off to Philippi, Epaphroditus went to visit Paul, and he brought with him a gift of money, and then he was going to stay there and encourage him. We need to send someone to Paul in prison. That was a friendship, the Christian friendship, that was going from the believers in Philippi to their old spiritual father, Paul, in prison. Now, it was a dangerous trip because Paul was identifying himself with a man who was sitting on death row. While he was there, Epaphroditus got sick. He was terribly sick. And word had come to those people down in Philippi that their child in the faith was up there very ill. It also appears that he was a bit homesick. And I'm sure that you and I can understand that. When we get sick, where do we want to be? We want to be home. A person has a heart attack in some other part of the world, and as soon as he is able, they put him on an airplane and send him home. There's no place like home, especially when you're sick. And so Paul saw the two things together, his physical ailments, and he was down in the dumps. He'd like to be there with all of those who were close to him. And so even though Paul could very well have used Epaphroditus a bit longer, he was anxious to get him home. And so Epaphroditus was given the letter, and he went home with it. And in this letter, you notice, as I read it to you, Paul was saying that don't consider him a quitter. He's coming home probably a little bit earlier than you thought. But he's a good man. He loves the Lord Jesus, and he can do a tremendous amount of good in Philippi. So you receive Epaphroditus with open hands. Off he went with the blessings of Paul. See, there is a love of Paul as a Christian friend. While he would love to have kept Epaphroditus there, and they spent blessed days together, he realized the need of the person to go. What had Jesus Christ done? He had led Paul to get outside of himself and to be very, very concerned about others. There is a great danger of self-centeredness. It's a hard sin to conquer. But Jesus Christ will lead us outside of ourselves a bit by bit and free us from ourselves and bind us to our brothers and sisters in Christ and even those outside of Christ. That's a change when we see what Christ can do in our lives. A Christian friend is one who is not primarily concerned about herself or himself, but a Christian friend is one who is very concerned about others, especially those of the faith. I was an only child. I don't understand that relationship. I don't know what it would be like to have a brother or a sister. I wished I had some. My wife had nine. I had none. Well, that's the way the ball bounces. We have brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I've just come back from a great conference. It was really not a highly organized conference. It was just about 60 old people who got together, who had gone to school together, even to seminary together, many of them. And we shared the good things of the day. We were brothers and sisters in Christ. We drove many miles just to be there for a few hours. I want to tell you a story in closing again of the joy of Christian friendship. I have been visiting with a person who is in serious trouble with the law. I have known this person for many years and considered him my friend. So when he was in trouble, I went to see him and I found a person who really was depressed. He wanted to tell me all of his problems and I said to him, I haven't come to hear your problems. I know enough about them from reading the newspaper. I've come with the answer to your problems. And that answer, straightforward to you today, is that what you need is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about that, and I read him a few verses from the Bible, showed him what Christ had done for him, and he needed to ask the Lord into his life. And then I prayed with him, and I left. The next week I came by and visited and told him of a common friend that both of us had, who had been at the end of his ropes too. Until one day he began to take an hour out with his Bible and meditated on many of these passages and the dynamic truths that were being taught there. And that he had become a brand new person in Jesus Christ. And this was not something emotional. This had gone on now for 2 or 3 years and he was becoming more solid all the time. Christ had turned his life around. My troubled friend could not believe that the person I had mentioned was actually changed. He had been quite a guy. So I told him I was going to do my best to let our common friend know how badly he needed to see you. That actually happened. The converted man went a long way to see this fellow. He scheduled a business trip, hundreds of miles, and part of it was to see our friend. When he got there, he told him what Jesus Christ had done for him. And when he was gone, this is a letter I got, a part of the letter I got from my friend. Here is what he writes. What a wonderful surprise to see him in person again. And what a testimony, and praise God, I can't believe it. He says another one of our friends is on the same path to a conversion. I last saw this fellow when we were fishing in northern Saskatchewan, and to know both of them have a new life is a miracle. And this man went on to say, it causes me to really think. Listen, friend, God sent Epaphroditus to be with Paul in prison, and they shared the message of Christ with each other. Paul sent Timothy to the congregation in Philippi to encourage them in the faith. Now listen, can't we believe that God sent Dick to the county jail to our troubled friend to tell him how the Lord had changed his life and could do the same for him? That's Christian fellowship. That's friendship. No person is an island unto himself. We need Christ and we need one another. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of our friends. But especially we give thanks to you for our Christian friends with whom we can share the real depths of life. Help us to share our load. Grant that we may not carry our sins and our burdens and our cares when that is not your will. First, O God, give us the grace to share them with you, to make all of our requests known, realizing that we meet a Father who in Christ loves us and sustains us. But then, O God, we pray that we may move out to those of the faith, brothers and sisters in Christ, and to let them help us with the burdens. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. May God's richest blessings be with you this week. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the listening family. Please consider, if you are in a position to do so, sending a financial gift. In this way, you become a partner in carrying out our mission to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. God's blessings to each of you. Today's service is also available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website has many spiritual helps, including a daily devotion, Bible study helps, and a preview of the coming program. Visit us at ChristianCrusaders.org. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Wanadu, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders broadcasts over 16 radio stations in 9 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at ChristianCrusaders.org. We are grateful you chose to worship with us today and pray you will worship with us next Sunday on this station. Christian Crusaders is now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.